you're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, are you still wearing your overalls?
Oh, yeah, I'm rocking them.
You look good. You had a big chain on, and we saw your green shirt and your overalls. They were back. We were excited about that.
Yeah, it was my birthday. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Today is your birthday?
Yeah. The last thing I wanted to be talking about on my birthday was all this ugliness, but this is the world we live in, so.
Yeah, that's true. Well, happy birthday to you. Didn't know it was your birthday.
Yeah.
It was very nice of you to carve some time out for us on your birthday.
What are you talking about? It's our regular Thursday. This is like session for me.
That's good.
You know, some people have a psychiatrist. I have you.
That's good. I like it. Well, let's get the business out of the way then. Jussie Smollett, about to appear in court. The whole thing just stinks to high heaven, and I don't know how he gets out of this with any sort of integrity whatsoever. But what do you think? Just tell me what you make of the whole scenario.
I think let's talk about the positives in this. And I had to think really hard about when I was walking, getting ready to do our interview. Luckily, nobody was falsely accused. The two gentlemen's life weren't ruined by these false accusations. That's number one. That's a good thing. And that's really the only thing that's good out of this. I'm, as a black man, I'm just ashamed. Like, there's no other way to describe it. I don't understand the reason for this. And if it is over getting out of a contract or a payer, like, the brother was making 60 grand an episode.
That's not chump change.
He's got several movies. He was in the Aliens movie. Like, he's got residual. Like, he has got a very good life. So I don't see that's the part that really, really bothers me. And I don't like giving people out, because the easy thing to say, and I'm sure this is the route that his attorneys are going to go, to mental illness or depression. Or some kind of, and I hate to give people outs like that, but that's the only other thing I can possibly think of. This is just, and here's the worst part. It's not so much his actions as embarrassing as they were, and how much it hurt. It just threw gasoline on an already divided nation.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the response of positiveness of people that wanted, and I'm not talking about politicians who try to use it as a stomping point to get votes. I'm talking about general, regular Americans that were outraged by this.
Yeah.
There wasn't an overwhelming sense of good. You got what you deserve for being gay, and worse, you're black too. There was none of that. I mean, the normal percentage of morons, but they had no voice in this. That's what sucks, is because when this stuff happens to somebody, we're no longer, that might not be the reaction anymore.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Well, I don't know. This guy's probably lying.
Yeah. Yeah. It does diminish the sincerity of these accusations when they're made, but you know, on some level, that's happening, I think, daily with, when we throw the word racist out to people, everything's racist. People are so eager to point out. It's like there is racism in the world, but it's getting harder and harder to pick apart and to shine the spotlight on, because if everything's racist, is anything really racist anymore?
And that's the general plan. Like, if you say everything's racist, nothing's racist, then your behavior is justified. This has been, and I said it before, like, this has been one of the worst Black History Months and I can remember.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've had the blackface issues and then blackface again issues, and we've got this thing and a bunch of division, and then we had the King situation. Like, it just was it's a rough time in sense of, like, what you're seeing on TV and what is being put out there for us to look at. But what was positive for me is, like, seeing people of all colors rally around this liar for any, you know, alleged liar. I mean, it's pretty, the police chief speech broke my heart, because I could see that the brother was, he just didn't understand why a man in the position that he is in would have to resort to something like this. How selfish. I mean, he's just, how selfish he could be.
Yeah.
And he has a history of lying, and there was DUI, and where he pretended to be his brother because he didn't have a driver's license. And I mean, he literally threw his own brother under the bus. So I guess the American people aren't much of a leap for someone like that. But you know, and his even his job stood by him. Like, he literally had all the support you could ask for. He literally got what we've always wanted to happen when a hate crime was done to somebody. There was no politician coming out and saying, "Well, that's what he gets for being gay." You know, there was none of that. That's what's so infuriating to me is, like, we have turned some corners. There's always going to be racism, but racism that is lethal and is affecting somebody's life and they're in mortal danger because someone's attacking them because of the color of their skin or things like that aren't as prevalent as it used to be.
Somebody
sitting in his living room saying, I didn't have to live next to a black guy. That's within his right. It's wrong. It's his way of thinking, but he keeps it in his house.
Sure.
That's different.
It's ignorant.
Yeah, it's ignorant, but it's a quiet ignorance, and it's whatever. But I just hate the fact that they're even talking about this dude, and it's only going to get worse because I hope he just takes the deal. I hope he just takes the deal and go away, but chances are, if he loves the spotlight, whether good or bad, because there is, in the entertainment business, there is this old saying, and I hate saying it, that there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't really have many alternatives to the future of his career left, I would think, other than to try to make something out of this.
You never know, because you know what? There's always going to be people that you're going to feed into this.
Yeah, he'll be on Big Brother or something.
They're going to protect him, or there's going to be a conspiracy that it was all a setup. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
but he is an embarrassment, and his content of character has nothing to do with the color of his skin or his sexual orientation.
Right.
He's just a spoiled brat and a bad person.
Tyrus, tell me, your assessment of our culture, our community as a country in 2019, when it comes to the issues of racism or homophobia or all of these assertions that you hear from the Jussie Smollett, but also from a lot of politicians. We hear a lot of people coming out, throwing their hat in the ring to challenge Donald Trump in 2020, talking about how dangerous Donald Trump is for the country. I mean, the language is very inflammatory. How, when you look at the United States of America in 2019, when it comes to these issues, how do you think we're doing?
I think we're, as a regular day-to-day Americans working and raising their families and their communities, I think we're doing well. How is the media doing? They're terrible.
Yeah.
Because they still think they care. Once, I'll tell you what, news, there's a different opinion-based commentary. It used to be called editorial. It used to be, you know, it was my editorial. It's my opinion. This is not the news. This is my opinion. We no longer know the difference between what is news, what is like Walter Cronkite coming out, this is the news, and telling you how it is, you know, opposed to an opinion, whatever. And then once news went to rating-based, where you had to get ratings, the truth and decency and integrity, I think that's the word, integrity. I think integrity has been sold off for ratings. Has changed the thing where they always push the button for the story. Man gets assaulted by a man outside of a grocery store. The story, that won't make it. Black man attacks white man outside of grocery stores. That'll make it. Black teens rob store. You know, like those things, those stories make it. Racist slur by politicians. Like, they need those. Even if it's not, if there's no there,
mm-hmm.
even if it's a mistake, doesn't matter. They won't print the retraction. Police brutality is a serious issue, but it also is good when you can make it a race issue, because there's actually more. I mean, there's people get assaulted by police officers, break the risking arrest or whatever, good, bad, and indifferent. And a lot of times that's more to do with class and like level of poverty opposed to skin color. But they won't ever just say when something bad happens. They have to inform you of the race of the person involved to fire that up. And that's what bothers me.
It's the sensationalist.
But they have to, because they know that will get people going. That'll get the panels.
Do we hold
it? I happen to be a part of sometimes, so I need to be careful how much I condemn them. But you know what I'm saying?
Well,
but
if you're, as long as you're being true and honest, I mean, and generally, I would assume when you're on the panel, you're there for your opinion.
Yeah, I'm not going to get on TV and just say something because I want attention. But I think that's the problem. I think that's become attention. And this dude, there's no excuse. He has no excuse for this other than he wasn't getting enough attention. He wasn't a big enough star in his mind. So I don't know who told him this was a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know how you get this far into something like this without thinking.
This is behavior
what the heck
am I doing? That you usually see from lost or emotionally disturbed children who fake attacks to get attention from their parents because their parents aren't spending time with them enough. This is not grown adult behavior. So it's just troubling. But as far as to go back to your question about, you know, they're going to take everything that Trump says, the President Trump says, every wrong thing he says, and let's keep it real. He's made some mistakes verbally, but it has nothing to do with policy. But that's what they think is going to get them in to challenge him, and they couldn't be wrong. That's not going to work. Bad-mouthing Trump is a bad idea. The guy loves a good argument.
Sure, he's always game for the fight.
You don't fight him. You beat him with policy, integrity. You play your game better than he plays his game. You play his game, you're going to lose.
Yeah,
well, you're not going to beat Donald Trump in a debate. He's just not going to do it. But you maybe could hit him with, if I was going to run against him, I would stick to the issue. I would run my campaign. I wouldn't even acknowledge him. You know what I'm saying? But that's not sexy enough. That's not going to get you on CNN. I would never get any coverage because I won't come out and say, he's this, he's that, he's a racist, he's a misogynist, he's this, he's that. So people will pay attention to what I have to say. It is, let me show you my flashlight, let me show you my fireworks, and after you look at me enough, then maybe I'll give you some policy and tell you why I'm running for president.
Yeah, it's
and that's what's wrong.
18 months of time between now and when will this all come to a head in 2020. I mean,
look, Bernie Sanders slapped all of them in the face with a dose of reality. He raised $6 million in 24 hours.
Yeah. Is he going to share that equally with everybody? I'm curious.
I think Camilla raised $2 million.
Yeah.
Everyone else was the low 200,000, and in one case they won't even disclose. Like, so which means they're going to have to start doing political stunts and finding stories like this to jump onto, like what Cory Booker attempted to do. And then he called it a lynching, which is a powerful word.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, I'm going to hold judgment. You didn't in the beginning, right?
Yeah. Convenient for you to do so now, I would say.
Yeah.
So what does Tyrus do for his birthday?
Work.
Work? Do you celebrate, or do you celebrate by working?
No, not really. I mean, I usually let my kids steal my birthday. I'm like, you can have it. You tell me what you want. I don't like gifts. I hate the birthday cake. I'm not really. It's just.
Do you have birthday pie?
I've only worked on my birthday, so I'm just kind of like, I'm in New York by myself, so it's like not really. You know, it's just a regular day for me. But I think my fans like to talk about it more than I do. So
yeah. Well, you share a birthday with my mother-in-law, so happy birthday to you and Mama Ginny.
Me and Charles Barkley.
You three, I would pay money to hear the three of you on a podcast. That would be fantastic.
Well, no one's getting a word in with Charles.
I don't know. Have you met my mother-in-law? No, I'm kidding. She's very sweet.
It might be fun to maybe see us golf. That might be more.
Yeah. He is the weirdest looking golf swing that I think I've ever seen. It's really something. I watched him on that golf. What was the show? Who was the coach or something that tried to like fix these crazy golf swings?
He can't fix that. He's set in his way.
Well, he's had a successful athletic career. Tyrus, happy birthday. Thanks for coming on today. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you soon.
I swear we're going to have a positive conversation one of these days.
We will. Keep trying. Every Thursday, we'll keep trying.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll talk to you soon, Tyrus. Thank you.
Bye.
Happy birthday. @PlanetTyrus on Twitter. Go tweet at him. Tell him happy birthday. Happy birthday, Tyrus.